Ladies and gentlemen, if I could please have your attention. Thank you. The work of the Philadelphia Society has never been more important than it is today. Just as we thought our ideas were triumphant in the post-Cold War era, a new liberal orthodoxy has come along that is challenging the concepts of American exceptionalism. If successful, this orthodoxy could possibly shift irreversibly power in our society from the individual to government. Regrettably, the federal government, the establishment news media, the halls of higher education, popular culture, even our clergy is dominated by those who favor activist centralized government and seek to diminish personal responsibility and individual freedom. As House Speaker Nancy Pelosi put it succinctly, we have two different views about the role of government in our society. Probably the first time she's been quoted at a Philadelphia Society meeting. My apologies. Perhaps as Ronald Reagan remarked more accurately, we're trading our freedom for the soup kitchen of the welfare state. The challenge of those who don't share this liberal orthodoxy is to reach the rising generation and persuade them of the moral and economic superiority of limited government, free markets, and individual responsibility. We must reach those likely to be leaders in the future. And one great way to do that is to reach rising academics and people from other professions who exert influence in our society, which is why I'm happy we have so many young people with us, graduate students and others, who are moving into positions of influence. I'm reminded of a story some of you may have heard once of a young man who decides to join a monastery. And he's required to take a vow of silence and can only speak every 5 years and then only speak two words. So after 5 years go by, the abbot calls him in and says, "All right, you've been here for 5 years praying and meditating. You have two words. What are they?" And he says, "Food stinks." He says, "Okay," and then the young man goes back to his meditations and prays. 5 years later, he's brought in, and abbot says, "You have two words. What are they?" He says, "Bed hard." And after 5 more years, he's called in again, and the abbot says, "What would you like to say? You've got two words." He says, "I quit." And the abbot says, "I'm not surprised. All you've done since you came here is complain." Well, the Philadelphia Society is not an organization of complainers. We're doers, we're writers, we're people who carry the message out to campuses, to public policy organizations, to businesses, to all walks of life in America. So before I introduce our speaker, I'd just like to offer the following words of inspiration from the great economist Ludwig von Mises. He once wrote in his book Socialism, which you can get from Liberty Fund, "Everyone carries a part of society on his shoulders. No one is relieved of his share of responsibility by others. And no one can find a safe way out for himself if society is sweeping toward destruction. Therefore, everyone in his own interests must thrust himself vigorously into the intellectual battle. None can stand aside with unconcern. The interests of everyone hang on the result. Whether he chooses or not, every man is drawn into the great historical struggle, the decisive battle into which our epoch has plunged us." Mises wrote that decades ago, but I think it's as relevant or more relevant today. I think a great way to get our meeting started tonight is with our speaker, Professor Angelo Codevilla. It is with great pleasure that I introduce him to you. Professor Codevilla served as a U.S. naval officer from 1969 to 1971 and a foreign service officer from 1976 to 1978. He was a staff member for the Senate Intelligence Committee and served in the Reagan administration's State Department and Intelligence Transition Teams in 1980. Since 1995, Dr. Codavilla has been professor of international relations at Boston University. He's the author of numerous books and articles on defense and foreign policy, the most recent being his comprehensive Why We Don't Win, an article appearing in the latest issue of the Claremont Review of Books. His most recent book is Advice for War Presidents, published by Basic Books. In terms of this, the theme of this meeting, America at the Crossroads, Professor Codavilla's most sustained treatment is in his earlier book, The Character of Nations, How Politics Makes and Breaks Prosperity, Family, and Civility. I hope I'm not misleading you when I say that Angelo is a firm believer in regime change. However, the regime I'm sure he would most want to change is that here in the United States, not in the foreign countries which we deal. Dr. Codavilla deftly combines Aristotelian emphasis on a regime which characterizes any polity with particular love and affection for the old regime of the United States, characterized by constitutional government, sound morals, strong families, and a prosperous free market economy. Drawing on the insights of Alexis de Tocqueville's Democracy in America, he zeroes in on the culture wars, the lunacy of most modern liberals who hate everything that America has stood for since the 1960s. In other words, there's a battle for the souls of America. We've been at the crossroads for a long time, and the current elections show the decisive moment is upon us. In his recent Claremont Review of the Books piece, Dr. Codavilla observes that the men and women who run our government and occupy the commanding heights of our society seldom miss the fact that their ideas have not yielded the results expected. He continues, but their very status and authority blind them to the reason why, the false axioms of their miseducation. Lacking intellectual diversity and flexibility, they double down on their bets and dig deeper into failure. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure to introduce you to Dr. Angelo Codavilla.